Alyssa, as a hospice nurse, tell me some of the things that you witnessed, some of the things that you saw that helped convince you, even if you believe this all the time, maybe since you were a little girl, maybe that's the way you were brought up, like I was, as a little Catholic boy. But what things did you see as a hospice nurse that convinced you, you know what, there's more to life than just dying and it's over?
Well, I think the first thing that I noticed, and I noticed it early on, was when I was going to see these patients in their last few weeks or days of life, you know, sometimes they would talk about, you know, they actually might even be having conversations with deceased loved ones. They may be actually talking, looking, whatever, or they might just mention that loved one was there. And almost always, the people that they were talking about, I mean, maybe 98% of the times, they had passed on before them. I remember one time I had this experience where this grandmother was dying, and she'd had a grandchild that died at 5 years old from a tragic gun accident where his older brother was playing with this gun. They'd gotten out of the gun cabinet, and you know, the older brother points the gun, pulls the trigger, and unfortunately the gun was loaded and the boy died. And, you know, that whole, you know, years and years of that family were distraught over the fact that this little boy had died needlessly and so forth. Well, when the grandmother was dying, she actually saw that little five-year-old standing at the foot of her bed, and he was smiling and he was waving. And that brought such hope to that mother who had grieved so desperately for all those years, and to all those family members, and of course even to the young man, you know, who had pulled the trigger.
How do we know the mind doesn't conjure this up at the moment of death?
I can't say that we don't know that the mind conjures it up, but the thing is that when people see these, you know, there are messages that are given that are particularly meaningful to that individual. And you know, we're not even just talking about the dying that are seeing the visions. We also have the bereaved that are seeing the visions.
Yeah.
You know, their loved one has died and they have actually someone appear before them. There's one story in the book that's entitled A Promise Kept, and it was between this, again, grandmother and a granddaughter, and the granddaughter asks, you know, Grammy, will you please just let me know, you know, when you die, you know, when you cross, because she was ill, you know, just let me know if you can. And sure enough, in the same house where the grandmother had, you know, cared for many patients herself for many, many years, this girl was in that house, in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, Grammy appeared. Grammy appeared, and she's wide awake, seeing it, and as lucid as possibly could be.